Everybody wins. Lesson 7. Choice of mental environment. Throughout lessons 5 and 6, there are inferences that to really be happy and satisfied, you will have to set new goals and follow through with action. Know that these ideas are directed at the doing-having levels of you and not at your being. You, as a unique expression of spirit, are just fine the way you are. And in many instances, you have needs and desires that are unfulfilled. If you want to fulfill those needs and desires, if you are going to have the life you want, you will probably need to make some changes. Changes in your focus, changes in what you do, and now we are looking at the changes you may need to make in your mental environment. That doesn't make you wrong or bad where you are now. It's okay to be who you are. It's okay to keep all of your current beliefs and habits of thought. The question you need to answer is, do your current habits of focus, action, and thoughts support you in having the life you want? Even as you answer that, have fun, enjoy yourself, and remember, you are a unique expression of spirit. Now, let's get on with taking control of your creative mind. Throughout this program, as you have followed through with the action steps, part of what you have been paying attention to is your attitudes and opinions regarding the material being explored. That is the purpose of you writing out your thoughts and ideas. In other words, you have been paying attention to your self-talk, that ongoing dialogue or voice inside your head. This is what I'm referring to as your mental environment. Unless you choose consciously to think about something in a certain way, your mental environment or the thoughts that come up regarding any subject will, for the most part, be determined by your past. It's the way you have talked to yourself for years, and these thought patterns have become automatic. Couple that with the idea that your unconscious mind has a tendency to screen out ideas that are inconsistent with these embedded thought patterns, and what you are left with is that unless you choose consciously to think about something in a certain way, your mental environment or the thoughts that come up regarding any subject will be determined by your past. Choosing your mental environment is simply the process of taking charge of the voice inside your head and getting it to talk to you based on what you want it to say rather than old embedded thought patterns. And that involves more than just repeating a few positive statements here and there while you go on thinking and doing your life the way you have always thought and done things. When I really began observing and writing about the thoughts that ran in my mind and whether or not they supported my dreams, hopes, and aspirations, I was discouraged because much of what I was thinking was negative in nature and did not support me in having what I wanted. You may have found that for yourself as you explored your thoughts and ideas and wrote about your dreams. I'm not implying that you are in the depths of depression or on the brink of ending it all. I just want you to notice whether your current thought patterns support you in your focus and following through with the actions you deem necessary to achieve what you want. If they don't, you can change them. The first thing I suggest in taking charge of that voice inside your head is to set up what I call a negative monitor. Individual thoughts do not have that much power. It's the grouping of thoughts so they build a credible mental story that affects our attitudes and beliefs. And once a mental story gets ahead of steam, once we play it over in our mind, imagine it, and make it real, the story becomes more difficult to turn off or turn around. The purpose of your negative monitor is to let you know when you start down a road that will create a negative mental story. You can go down that negative road or not. Your negative monitor isn't meant to be judging. It just makes you aware of where you are going with your current thoughts and gives you the opportunity to choose again. The next thing is to create a positive mental context that allows you to be where you are and at the same time supports you in the changes you are making. When I was sick, I wanted to change my mental story of struggle and the fight to something that was more empowering. So I wrote out what I called a statement of being. It went like this. As I move into this time of creation, I feel the power of something bigger than me, moving with me, supporting and empowering me. I know that all things are possible if only I believe. And as I explore how I am going to create the healing I desire, I will notice this support and acknowledge it. I know that I do not have to figure this out all at once. All I have to do is begin right where I am and consciously choose to move towards what I want. My life is not one problem after another. It is right now a time of discovery and creation. And out of my own being, I feel the joy and freedom that comes with knowing I can create reality. Notice how my statement supported the moving to focus I was choosing in several areas, while at the same time it did not make me wrong for what was going on now. First, I was choosing to believe this ordeal was a time of creation. Second, I was not alone. The idea that a higher power was with me, supporting me. Third, all things are possible if only I believe. Fourth, I did not have to figure it out all at once. This discovery process is a journey. Fifth, my life was not just about solving problems. It was about discovery and empowerment. And last, I was going to come to my life from a sense of being joyful, free, and powerful. These two suggestions, creating a negative monitor and creating a statement of being, can become the backbone of you choosing your mental environment. It took some time before my negative monitor really kicked in and consistently brought to my awareness where my thoughts were taking me. And it was the starting point for me realizing that my mind would follow my lead and cooperate with the changes I wanted to make. I still have a written statement of being. I revise it every year and start most of my days reading and owning what it says. I do this to assist me in creating the mental context I choose to have regarding my life and the path I am on. What focus will give you is that you can start right where you are and begin moving to what you want. What writing and then following through with doing your plan of action gives you is the opportunity to prove to yourself that you are doing the things that need to be done by you. Choice of mental environment allows you to choose what thoughts you will need to support your focus and follow through. By weaving the tools of choice together, so your choices are mutually supportive, you will create the integrity of purpose discussed in the last lesson, which translates into you creating faith and positive expectancy just because you choose to. This is the magic that comes from integrating your choices. Through choosing your focus, your actions, and your thoughts, so they work together, creating the outcome you desire, you have taken charge of your personal will. And that is the first half of taking charge of your creative mind. Trust me, as you continue to integrate your choices, you are going to find that you are more powerful than you ever imagined. And choosing a mental environment that facilitates getting and having what you want is so much easier when you are clear on your focus and have a written plan of action to achieve it. I'm going to use the term affirmations to describe this process of choosing a mental environment. And as used in this program, affirmations are so much more than just repeating a positive statement a few times a day. Affirmation is the process of choosing to think about something in a certain way so the idea becomes real in your mind. It can be difficult to really own the truth of a positive statement that declares a reality now if you are not clear on what you are moving to and do not have a plan that you are working to accomplish it. This is the truth behind statements such as, "Who you are speaks so loud, I can't hear what you say," or, "Your actions speak louder than your words." The real power of using affirmations comes when we integrate them with our goals and actions. For goals or focus to be empowering and motivating, they need to relate to your priorities and your aspirations. For your plan of action to be empowering and motivating, you need to believe in the action. For affirmations to be empowering, motivating, and real, they need to relate to and be integrated with your other choices. Certainly, it's better to think positive about an outcome you desire rather than negatively. So any choice you make to think in a positive way has benefits. But I'm not talking just about the power of positive thinking. We are exploring how to take charge of your creative mind so you can do magic. And magic is the use of power that makes supposedly impossible things happen. Remember, the chances of me getting well were 1,000,000 to 1. As one doctor said, you would need a miracle to get well. These ideas and concepts we are exploring are the concepts that you can use throughout your life to support you being on track with your focus, your actions, and your thoughts. And it's not about you getting it all perfect now. I have been using these concepts explored in this program for almost 50 years. And there are still times when I can start down a mental path that really does not support me having or creating what I want. And when that happens, all I have to do is choose to think something else. Remember, this program is about you discovering your own power. What do you think about your ability to create the life you want? Or more importantly, what would you like to think about your ability to create the life you want? Affirmations work on the theory of displacement. If you take a bucket of muddy water, place it underneath a faucet, and then begin running in clear water, sooner or later, the muddy water will be displaced and the bucket will be full of clear water from the tap. That's the way it is with the thoughts that dominate your mind. When we consciously select the thoughts that we wish to think and then think about them, especially when they relate to our focus and doing what we think needs to be done, these affirmative thoughts will displace thoughts from prior conditioning and become our dominant attitudes and beliefs. Most of the time, it doesn't happen overnight. And it's not imperative that we weed out all of our limiting thoughts completely. Opposing thoughts are said to be mutually exclusive. That is, the mind cannot hold the thought of I can and I cannot at the same time about the same thing. As you become more aware of your thoughts, remember, your first thoughts about situations or events are automatic based on your programmed beliefs, attitudes, and opinions. Choice of mental environment comes after that first thought. You just need to consciously dwell upon the thoughts you choose to think in relation to the goal you are working on and stick with them until those new thoughts become real and automatic. And this process is enhanced by you doing what you believe needs to be done. I suggest you write your affirmations. The act of writing affirmations benefits you in several ways. First, writing will assist you to crystallize what it is you want to affirm. Writing will also assist you to coordinate your affirmations with your focus and actions. And having your affirmations in writing allows you to give your mind the same specific input day after day. Start with one project or goal at a time. Whenever you think about that specific project, follow up with reading and owning what you are choosing to think. Make sure that your chosen thoughts make sense to you. Are they the words you would use to talk to yourself? Are they positive in nature? When you think these thoughts, do they empower you? Do they create a mental environment that says yes to what you want? And are they assisting you to follow through with what is next? The most important factors in the success of affirmation is do they support what you want, and are they integrated with what you believe so they assist you following through and doing what you think you need to be doing? When you integrate your choice of thoughts with your choice of actions, you can come at the process of change from both directions. As discussed in Lesson 6, when we follow through with the actions we think will get us to our goal, we literally act ourselves into right thinking. That is, by doing what we think needs to be done, we begin to believe we are going to get there. Then, through choosing our thoughts about our actions, we can think ourselves into right action. This is the integration of choice. Doing actions that you think will make your goal a reality, and choosing thoughts that will support you in doing the action steps you have chosen. Notice that in the plan of action checklist you downloaded, affirmations are used after you decide what you want and what your actions should be to reach that specific goal. Even if you decide not to move forward on a goal or desire, you can support yourself with affirmations such as, "Even though I have chosen not to start on this priority now, I am glad that I went through the process of writing my goals and plans. Because now, any time more information comes about this goal, my mind will make sure I pay attention." Affirmations are like the plans you make. They are most effective when they are the kinds of thoughts you believe you need to be having. What kind of mental environment do you think would be most helpful for you to continue following through and staying on track to get what you want? What kind of mental dialogue would support you in doing what you think is next for you? For example, when I first began to be at Choice as far as getting well, I found I wasn't sure that I could do it. So my first affirmations regarding my health were stated in the future and related to the process I wanted to believe in. After several attempts, I finally settled on, "I'm beginning to think that it might be possible for me to be well someday." I started there because my goal was to begin to believe I could make it. I didn't need to believe it 100% now. I just wanted to begin believing it might be possible. In other areas, my affirmations were stated in the current time frame as if what I wanted was true now, such as, "Tonight, when my children come to visit me, we will have a great time." One of the areas that I have found very useful in using affirmations is in using the tools to use the tools. When I find it difficult to set goals, I write affirmations such as, "Setting goals is fun, and the things I want in my life are easy to recognize and identify. If I am finding it difficult to be specific in the actions that I believe need to be taken, then I write affirmations such as, "The actions needed to attain my goals are becoming more and more evident." In other words, I use affirmations to support me believing the next step is right on course. Be creative in your choice of what you think about. Choose thoughts that will assist you in whatever you feel is next for you. As you begin to have even more control over the direction of your life, begin to be aware of how different situations affect your mental state, because the things going on around you do influence how you feel and what you think. The idea of being at choice in your mental environment may suggest that you need to be at choice more in your physical environment. For example, being around happy and successful people assists us in feeling happy and successful. Choose situations that support you being, doing, and having what you want. If you have friends that are continually raining on your parade and making excuses for why they don't have the kind of life they want, you may want to re-examine the benefits and the liabilities of spending time with these people. One time, when I was in the hospital, I put a sign on my door that read, "Be positive or be gone. I did that because it seemed that many of my visitors just wanted to talk about how awful my life must be. They wanted to explore all the problems I must be facing, all my challenges, both physically and mentally. It wasn't that I was trying to make other people wrong for their beliefs or what they focused on. I just wanted to create an environment that said yes to my priorities, my aspirations. And the sign was to put people on notice as they came in my door that things were going to be different now. I was going to focus on what I wanted, rather than just the ain't it awful scenario most people wanted to talk about. The idea of choosing a mental environment that supports you having the kind of life you want is one of the most important choices you can make, because your future will depend on the types of choices you make today. Choose the kind of music you listen to. Choose the kind of books you read. Choose the types of movies you watch. And choose the kind of people you spend time with. Long before I realized my most important goals and dreams, I knew the joy and excitement of their success because I chose to know it. Choosing your mental environment is your direct link to reprogramming your self-image and having the kind of life you want. Imagine what you will feel when the thoughts you have about yourself and what you are doing spontaneously support and inspire you to keep going. That's the real joy behind choosing your mental environment. Goals and plans alone sometimes can be an effort and a struggle. But when we couple our plans and actions with a mental environment that reminds us why we are doing it, what the benefits are, then it's much easier to follow through with the appropriate action and stay on track to achieve our priorities. Action steps. In Lesson 6, you completed a plan of action checklist for one or more of your wants. This week, spend 10 minutes each day writing specific affirmations that support you in following through with your written plan of action. Be creative. Let your imagination play with how you might use words and sentence structure to motivate and inspire yourself to take the action you think you need to take. Notice when you read your affirmations if the words you use move you. Do they excite you? Do they empower you? Do they inspire you to stay on track? Allow yourself some breathing room and flexibility as you explore how affirmations work for you. Don't be concerned if you find it challenging at first. Just spend your 10 minutes and keep listening to this lesson. You are discovering how choice works for you. I know it might seem easier if I just gave you standard affirmations for various situations like some programs do. And if I did that, you might not figure out how to do it for yourself. Hang in there. You are right where you're supposed to be.